khona ivakashi ebezikhona zaphesheya ezinye seyihambile ezinye ziyafikile futhi.
There are some visitors from overseas who came these days. Some have already left and returned, and some have just arrived. And I heard that those who left already said that they were very blessed. There are many overseas whom we are in contact with. And we see how the Lord helps us that we stand together in many things. And many of the co-workers, teams have gone out to preach at the various branches. So there is also a great need. Before we continue, shall we pray? Our Lord, we invite you to be in our midst. Lord, may we experience your presence. It would be in vain, Lord, if we would gather with you not being with us. All this, Lord, we ask, trusting in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi sengathi khona bazocula. Kwa number one bazocula. Yangathi ngenxa njalo yokuhambela amagantsha kunesidingo abezocula kodwa youth izosukuma isiculela.
So the youth is going to sing for us.
Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. Trust
sebesiculelile kube mnandi ngenye indlela aba kuhle bantu abasha niphile impilo enhle ethokozisa uNkulunkulu njengokucula kwenu.
Young people, may it be that you truly live such pleasing lives to the Lord just as you sang.
Obikusasa lenu silibona ukuthi ikusasa lenu silithembela lona, ikusasa lenu siyalithemba ikusasa ukuthi likhona uma nimphilelile uNkulunkulu.
For there is a future if you live for the Lord.
Ngakho ke sithembela kunina abasha sesibadala thina kwangathi uNkulunkulu anganiphilela.
And we place our hope in you because we are growing older. So may you truly serve the Lord.
Manje ke ngenxa yomsakazo ukuthi sekuyasakazwa kade kushunyayelwa nje eminyakeni eminingi la ekhaya kodwa abantu bebengakwazi ukulalela umsakazo.
Now as of recent times we started broadcasting all the messages that are being preached here, but in previous years it wasn't like that.
Kodwa ke manje ke ngivumeleni ukuthi ke
so allow me to share something with you.
Ngenxa ukuthi abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzeka kanjani ukuze ibe khona imvuselelo.
Because it may be that there are many of you who do not know how the revival came about.
Kodwa abaningi bayazi manje kodwa kakhulukazi abalalela ngomsakazo kungenzeka abaningi abaqondi.
Maybe many of you here know about how it came to be, but there are many that are listening on the radio or other means that they tune into this message that do not know.
Manje umholi umqondisi wasemishini wala kwasiza abantu.
Now, the director of the mission, Reverend Stegen, he prayed.
Manje mayethu yalivula iBhayibheli lithi yipha uyangithanda na yipha izimvu zami.
And then one day he opened his Bible and he read there where Jesus asked and said, "Do you truly love me?" And when Peter replied yes, he said, "Give my sheep to eat.
Manje ukuthi khona lapho wavuka waya kuma wakhe.
And so he got up and he went to his mother.
Wathi ma ngizwe uNkulunkulu engibizela kwabantu abantsundu.
And he shared with his mother and he said, "Mother, I feel the Lord calling me into his work to go and preach amongst the Zulus."
Ngoba wayekhona umfundisi owayephethe abamhlophe kuleso sikhathi okwakuthiwa uMaphica, umfundisi uEngelbert.
And there was a minister who was in charge of the white congregation at that time, and that was Mr. Engelbrecht.
Manje wathi ngizwela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibizela kwabantsundu.
But then he said, "I feel the Lord calling me amongst the Zulus."
Ngoba bethi ebuncaneni bakhe behambela imizi, engenela imizi, ehambe shumayela noma engena entuthwini amehla bebomvu eshumayela ivangeli.
Because as a young boy, when he had met with the Lord, he had gone around into the Zulu huts. Sometimes they were filled with smoke. It would cause his eyes to tear up. But in that way, he visited those places and brought the word of the Lord and of salvation to them. And his mother agreed and said, "If that's how you feel, my son, then do it." And they gave him a car, and with this car he went down to the south coast to Port Shepston. And so at that time, he had absolutely nothing. He got there with only a suitcase, which was even broken. He had to tie it up with a tie so that it wouldn't open up. And he didn't even have enough money for petrol. But he got there and he pitched a tent. And along the way, there were men who waved him down. And he stopped.
And
when he stopped, they said, "We felt in our hearts to give you this money." So they gave him money for petrol, and that enabled him to reach his destination. They didn't know the inside story, how he was on his way to his destination, just trusting in the Lord that he would arrive there, because he didn't have enough petrol in the car to get there, but he just trusted the Lord. But the Lord touched them and their hearts that they stopped him and gave him that money.
And
so when he got to Port Shepston, he didn't have much money for food. So he would just buy potatoes, maybe some
beans.
Samp and beans and millimeal. Because that would just be a staple diet. At least you would eat and feel satisfied. And those who were with us in 1970, when we came here and we started at this current premises of KwaZulu-Natal, they will also recall that was our staple diet. We had no meat, no rice. That's what we lived from. He was the only white person in our midst here at the mission. Now back to Port Shepston. While he was there, a hen would come into his tent and lay an egg there and then leave again.
Manje wayesebikela umama omakhelwane ukuthi hayibo khona inkuku la ezalelayo la isibeka iqanda.
And then after a couple of days or after that, he went to the neighbor and he went to the lady there and he said, "Your hen always comes and lays an egg here in my tent." Now, imagine, he didn't even have money to buy eggs. He had no fridge, he couldn't buy vors or meat, and he had no place to put it, he had no money to afford those things. Now, when I think about that, I think maybe his parents had the idea, well, let him just do as he feels. Maybe it's just a childish idea that he has. After some time, when he runs out of resources, he's got no money, he's got no food, he's got no petrol, he's just got an old suitcase. Maybe he'll come back again. We'll look at the fruit of this to see what the outcome will be. But that lady that he spoke to about the eggs, she said, "Feel free. If my hen lays an egg in your tent, then it's yours. You can feel free to have it." And so he had an egg every day as well. And so that's how he lived. At home, where his relatives were, his parents and other brothers and so on, they lived very well. They lived very comfortably, but he experienced a lot of hardship there where he was. And so he then moved from that area, also from Kingscliff. He came here to Mapumulo, where Mr. Cope still had a shop, and he felt that he should be there. He came to visit there.
1962-63.
That was in the years of
1962-63.
And he felt on his heart he should pitch a tent and have services.
And
then my mother attended those services. She got converted, and we saw the change in her life, because before then, she and my father were always at loggerheads with each other and always fighting.
And
when I noticed the change in my mother's life, that also brought me to the gospel, and I also gave my life to the Lord. Because I noticed my mother was no longer back-chatting my father, because Reverend Stegen had advised her. He drinks, he gets intoxicated. So when he speaks, just close your mouth, don't answer him. And so she kept quiet, she didn't fight, she didn't argue with him. And I noticed that. And Reverend Stegen often said, "Wives, don't preach to your husbands." He would always say, "Live such a life that by your life you win your husband." So in that way, my father also came to the point where he became a Christian. Now, Reverend Stegen had a heart for young people, especially always wanting to win them to the Lord.
Nathi besondelana kakhulu ngoba azi ukuthi kusasa likusasa lilele enganeni kakhulu besondela kakhulu thina basho.
And he drew nigh unto us young people very much, realizing that the future lies with the youth.
Lapho sambona khona ukuthi lo muntu ungumholi ngempela.
And that's where we observed this man is a true leader.
Ingakho ngishilo nje la ngithi kusasa lenu bahla lilele kunina.
That's why I also said to you youth that the future lies with you.
Manje wayesehambela imizi yethu ke manje ko Pomeroy le ko Kingsleaf hambela imizi esifundisa ukutshala.
And then he would visit us in our homes in different areas, Pomeroy and other areas, and he would teach us how to plant. And he would teach us how to use fertilizer. And there at our home, the Dube homestead, we saw how the Lord helped us, where after some time, our family started prospering. My dad prospered. He could buy cars. He could buy buses. And the Lord blessed him. And even others who were widows, because they used their hands, they became industrious. They planted, they harvested, they could sell, and so eventually many of them also were able to afford vehicles, cars.
Sazuzeka ke thina ngo-1963 ivangeli lahamba njengomlilo kwamaphumulo.
And the gospel went out and it was like a consuming fire there at Maphumulo, and that's how we were won over to the gospel in 1963.
Kwaze kofika ngo-1966 esekhuluma esesenzela inkonzo ethi efundela iBhayibheli ethi masikholwa njengokusho kombhalo kuyogobhoza imfula, esibuza ukuthi kuthina iyagobhoza leyo mfula ngoba kuyena naye uthi naye kanjalo njengoba thina sithi ayigobhozi.
And then in 1966 he had special services for us, and during those services he asked us the question. He said, we read that if you believe in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from your innermost being. And he said, do those streams of living water flow from you? And we had to reply, and we said, no. And he said, I also don't see those streams in my own life.
Yakubhoza impula ehambela amakhosi mayishonile noma nomshado mayikhothamile ahambele kuona noma kunomshado. Bebhincile noma bengabhincile ababhincayo ehambela zonke lezi ndawo ngenela kubona laba bantu.
After that, the streams of living water started flowing. When we saw how the Lord worked, there were funerals where he was invited to take the funeral of some amakhosi who passed away. Other times he was asked to conduct a wedding, and people would attend. Heathen and believers alike would all attend, and in that way the word of the Lord spread amongst them.
Noma ngabe sekuhambe uyise shona uyise wengonyama uthelezi wamema wathi stekeni fika uyise ngonyama ukhotheme waye wahamba waye washaya khona naye ekufihlweni kwakhe.
And then when the father of the previous King Majesty, the King of the Zulus, passed away, then Dr. Buthelezi invited him to come there to Ulundi and said, please come to the funeral. And he was able to attend that funeral and speak there as well. And all of that won the hearts of the people, because he, as a white man, moved freely amongst them.
Thina simbone emagcekeni ethu sasimangala ukuthi engomhlopha nganyathela kanjani ngoba abafowabo sasingabazi sasazi yena nje kuleso sikhathi.
And we were also amazed that he was free to come to our homes and come to us and visit us. We didn't know his brothers at that time. We hadn't seen them, but he was the one whom we knew.
Uma sithi simenzele ukudla sibone uyakudla sithi hawu angadli ukudla esiphekwe yithina simangale khona lapho.
And we would prepare food and then we'd look at him and he would eat the food that we had prepared. We were amazed that he was prepared to eat the food that we prepared for him.
Kakhulukazi mayihambela imizi ngemizi kwakusithinta futhi lokho.
And especially the way that he visited the various homes and huts that really touched our hearts.
Mangibuyelana ku-1966 mawubuka indlu esasihleli kuyona yayinobulongo ukukhisha umquba ngaphakathi sakwazi ukuthi sibe kuloo nkonzo sikhonze uNkulunkulu khona.
Now let's just get back to 1966. The building in which we gathered together to hold our services was an old building that used to be a stable, and we had to clean it out, we had to get rid of all the dung in there before we could actually use it, and that's where we held our services.
But
we didn't notice and really look at how good the building looked or didn't look. We came to seek the Lord's face and to worship him.
Ngalokho ngiyandwebela nje ukuthi uma umuntu ethubiziwe uyabona ithelo zalokho ukuthi manje sesikade sihlangana emantandeni makuyinkonzo sesihlanganele endlini enjani manje.
Now by that I'm trying to paint a picture to you what it's like when somebody is truly called by the Lord into his work. Because in those days, we gathered together in tents, but the work progressed, and just look where we are gathering today.
Manje kwazothi ngo 1974 ngiyaxhuma.
Now, in 1974, I'm jumping to that year.
UNkulunkulu wathi ngaleli vangeli uzoyibonakalisa lizohamba umhlaba wonke.
God shared and told us that he's going to take this gospel that we have received and he's going to cause it to go out into the whole world.
Kanti usezomenywa aye phesheya ayoshumayela khona.
And then Reverend Stegan was invited to Europe to go and preach there.
Ilake ivangeli lahamba khona ke ehambela khona emazweni apesheya ebizelwe khona ukuthi njoba kwakuthwa leli ivangeli lizogcwala umhlaba wonke loze lifike ngisho phesheya.
And as it had been said, this gospel will go forth into the world and reach all the different countries, and so he was invited to go there and to preach the gospel in Europe.
Sabona ukuthi lafezeka leli phupho.
And we saw that that dream was fulfilled.
And while
he was flying in the aeroplane, he saw many houses. And he was touched in his heart. His heart was touched. And he thought, how can I ever reach all these countless multitudes with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? For they too need Jesus.
And
then it was laid on his heart that we should pray that the Lord would provide the means that we can start a radio station here at the mission.
UNkulunkulu nembala yatholakala imali wakhiwa lo msakazo.
And indeed, God provided the money, the funds, and we could build the radio station.
Angiphathi ke lapho sokuthiwa uma kusakazwa la sokuzohamba kuze kufike emazweni aphesheya.
I cannot tell you how happy we were when we started broadcasting. The gospel could go out, and now it can even go out to any country in the world.
ukumlalela nje uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ebeka enhlizweni ukuthi Simoni kaJohn yangithanda na kanti uNkulunkulu ukhuluma naye wathi hamba ke welusa izimvu zami khona lapha wayesethi ma ngizwela ukuthi ngibizelwe kwabantsundu.
And all of that because Reverend Stegan was obedient to the Lord's calling. When he spoke to him and he said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you truly love me? And then he said, yes, Lord, I do. And he said, now take care of my sheep and feed them. And he was obedient to that. And in that way, the gospel could go out. And we may can only say, Reverend Stegan, may the Lord keep you.
Ngoba ngabe uma ungafika ezulwini buzofika kuthiwa buka wazoba namabhanoyi wazoba nokuthi wazoba nendlu engaka kodwa nakho engangilungiselele khona ngenxa yokuthi awumlalelanga manje walahlekelwa hambe esihogweni.
Because if he hadn't been obedient, then he would have arrived in heaven and then he would have been told, yes, you were successful on earth. Look, you've got cars, you've got aeroplanes, you've got everything. But this is what I had prepared for you. This is the work that I'd wanted you to accomplish for me, but you didn't do that, and therefore your portion is in hell.
Now, about 10,000.
And even concerning this very auditorium, he said, let us pray now because we need a building where we can fit 10,000 people, but we don't have any funds for it. We don't have any money. Pray that the Lord will provide.
Tandazan bazalwane sithole indlu ezotholi indlu ezoba dining hall la kuzodlelwa khona indawo ayisekho. Nkulunkulu wasiphendula sayithola. Nebhanoyi wathi thandazani bazane sengimdala sengidinga ibhanoyi salithola ibhanoyi.
And he also concerning the dining hall, before we had the dining hall, he said, pray, we need a dining hall. And we saw the Lord providing, we got the dining hall. And different things like when we needed a plane, and he said, I'm growing older now, I need a plane for long distances. And we saw the Lord answering that prayer as well.
Isaka Sake City.
His proverb or his slogan is this.
Izinto zitholwa ngokuphila.
You receive things by truly living for the Lord.
Uma ufuna ukuyithola izinto, philela uNkulunkulu uzoyithola izinto.
That's what he would often say. He said, truly live for the Lord. Live for the Lord and then you will receive things.
So ufakazi ngalowo walokho ukuthi ngenxa yokumphilela uNkulunkulu sibona ithelo kuyena sesincela okuningi sabona nathi ukuthi ngempela uqinisile izinto itholwa ngokuphila.
And that's what we saw from his example. Not only through what he said, but we saw it in his life and we gained a lot from that and now we starting to see those same things in our own lives as well.
Mningi imphefumulo nangenkonzo zabasha abafika la behambe besizakele ngenxa nje ukuthi wamlalela uNkulunkulu.
Many young people have been helped and have been saved through attending the youth conferences, hearing the word of the Lord, all through his obedience to the Lord's calling.
Akumlalele na ubone ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuzokwenzekani.
Now listen also to what the Lord is going to do.
Uzobona uNkulunkulu ozokwenzela khona.
And obey the Lord, and then you will see what the Lord will do for you.
Uzobona ithelo zokumlalela ukuthi kuyinto enjani.
And you will see what is the fruit of obedience.
Akuyigugu ukumlalela uNkulunkulu.
Oh, how precious, how wonderful it is to obey the Lord.
Ngizokhuluma ngeyincwadi ezimbili eyila eBhayibhelini. Nginqamulelile nje inkonzo yobufakazi. Mhlawumbe abanye abazizwe sebengaze befike lobuthongo. Kodwa ke bengichaza nje ukuthi ukuze aye phesheya, uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nathi ngephupho. Awusalibona ukuthi ngabe liyafezeka lafezeka ukuthi leli vangeli lizohamba umhlaba wonke. Sesibonile kumhlaba bonke abantu abathintekile ngaleli vangeli.
And we're going to read two passages from the Bible. But I just wanted to share that bit of Reverend Stegan's testimony. And I made it short that you don't fall drowsy, become drowsy. But just to share with you how the Lord worked. And where there was a dream, the Lord spoke through a dream that this gospel will go out into all the world. And how the Lord brought that to fulfillment, that indeed it did happen like that. Now, if you want to see if you have got that gift of the Lord speaking to you through dreams, just take a look whether those dreams come to fulfillment or not. Because Reverend Segan said, it can also be that you dream a dream. In the meantime, it was because of indigestion. You ate too many potatoes.
Yeah, go sugar tige. Ushlolisise nomuthi unembono, unamaphupho. Awuhlolisise ukuthi ayafezeka yini.
And so you need to test it to see whether you have dreams or visions. Do they come to fulfillment or not?
Ikhuluma amazwi akhe ngoba bekuwamazwi akhe asitshela sona masikhuthaza la emsebenzini wenkosi.
And I'm sharing with you what Reverend Stegan normally told us, because through those words, he encouraged us in the Lord's work. We're going to read firstly from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8.
Lethi ke lana ngokuba ngumusa nisindisiwe ngokholwa nakalokhu akuveli kini kuyisipho nje sikaNkulunkulu.
And it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
Akuveli ngemsebenzi ukuze kungabikho ozibongayo.
Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. We speak here of grace. Now there have been two services close on each, following each other about grace. I wanted to speak about it, but the time hadn't yet come. We are saved by grace. And even our faith is because of grace. We don't do it out of our own. If you believe, it's a gift that you've received from God. It's not because your parents say, now you must believe, and all of a sudden, just believe. Where a person says, I've chosen the Lord Jesus that I should be his child. We believe through grace. It's a gift from God that we can say we believe. It's not coming from ourselves. It's something that we receive from God that we can truly believe and have faith in him. One day I went to meet my mother while she was still working with for Mr. Cope at the shop. And later on she worked for somebody else. And on the way, as we were walking, she spoke. And she said, I long for it that one of my children should also come to the faith and be a light to the other children. And then I prayed in my heart and I said, Lord, may that be me.
kanti uNkulunkulu uyezwa esezulwini lo mthandaze engawuthandaza ngenhliziyo.
But that prayer that I only prayed there in my heart, God in heaven heard it.
Naweke ongakakholwa akumcele uthi uNkulunkulu ngicela ukukholwa.
And you too haven't yet believed. Ask the Lord and say, Lord, may I believe.
Uzozwa uNkulunkulu uma wena ungakakholwa. Akucela ukuthi nami uNkulunkulu ngicela ukukholwa.
And God will hear when you haven't yet believed. Pray and say, Lord, I too want to believe.
Angisafuna utwala, angisafuna ugwayi, asengifuna ukukholwa. Awucele nawe umcele uNkulunkulu ukuthi nawe usufuna ukusindiswa manje ubizwe ngokuthi uyikholwa.
Where you say, I don't want alcohol anymore. I don't want this. I don't want that anymore. I want to be your child. I want to truly believe. Ask the Lord for that.
Ngobusa nisindiswa ngokukholwa nakaloku akuveli kini. Ukholwa lokhu nokusindiswa akuveli kuthina. Ayeyona into evela kuthina, kuvela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi sikholwe.
By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God.
Kanti lokhu kukholwa esakholwayo akwakuvela kuNkulunkulu, hayi ukuthi savele sakholwa nje kwakuvela kuNkulunkulu.
It's not just something that happened automatically that all of a sudden you believed. It's a gift from God.
Ake ngikubuze ukuthi wena ke okwakho ukholwa wakutholwa kwakuvela kubani.
Now I want to ask you, your faith that you have, where did you get it from?
Manje akumangalisi ke mawu lokho oyikhona mhlamba wabona abazali nje ukuthi bayakholwa noma ngabona odadewethu noma abafowethu bayakholwa nami kuhle ukuthi ngikholwe.
And it's not surprising that your life is as it is. If you've only looked at your parents and maybe other relatives, brothers and sisters, and you're just copying them because they have believed.
Ngeke kukusize lapho fanele uyikhalele kuNkulunkulu uthi ngicela ukusindiswa, ngicela ukukholwa.
Now that will not help you. You need to ask of the Lord and say, Lord, I need to be saved. I want to believe.
Yini lokho kuthiwa kuyisipho esivela kuNkulunkulu.
Now, why is it called a gift of God?
Uthu Jesu ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu labo ngiphe bona kuNcwadini kaJohane.
There in John, the Lord Jesus said, O Father, I thank you for those whom you gave me.
Kanti uNkulunkulu onikeza uJesu okwenza onikeza uJesu uthi nampa abantu sebakholwa bese behlanzwa igazi lakhe.
And so it is God who gives those to the Lord Jesus. And those who have been washed in his blood and cleansed and saved by him.
Now udinga ukuthi mzali thandaze ukuthi ngane zami ayikholwa, ngicela ukuthi uNkulunkulu zikholwe, ayikamemukele uJesu, ziphele leso sipho esivela kuwena uNkulunkulu.
And you parents, intercede for your children. If you see they still lack that faith, say, Lord, please grant them that gift that comes from you.
Yeboke tholile ukholwa.
Yes, you have received the faith.
Wasithola nesipho sokholwa.
You received that gift of the faith.
Usiphethe kanjani ke lesi sipho ngoba into mawuphiwe yona ufanele uyiphathe kahle ubone noma abani ukuthi lo muntu uyiphethe kahle lento ephiwe yona.
But now, how do you treat that gift that you have been given? Do you take care of it? That like when you've received a gift, that anybody who looks at you, the way you handle that gift, it shows that you appreciate it.
Isipho bazalwane esadatshukela uJesu Kristu ukuthi ehle uthi uNkulunkulu wasidabukela wathumela indodana yakhe ukuthi nathi sikwazi ukusindiswa kwaba umusa ukuthi sikwazi nathi ukuthethelelwa izono zethu kuba kwaba umusa.
That gift we received through God's mercy, who looked down upon us and he had pity on us and he sent his son to come and save us.
Manje lo umusa mkhulu osenzela wona ukuthi nathi sibizwe ukuthi singabantwana kaNkulunkulu. Akuvelanga kuthina nje ukuthi sikholwe, kwavela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi sibizwe ukuthi singabantwana baNkulunkulu.
Great is that grace that we may be called the children of God. It's not of our own doing. It's a gift from God that we may be called his children.
Manje ke thina lo musa mkhulu uNkulunkulu esibuze esinike wona ukuthi nathi sisindiswe sibizwe ukuthi singamakholwa akuvelanga kithi kodwa kwavela uNkulunkulu.
Great is that grace that we have been saved, and that's not of our own doing, it's a gift from God.
Manje ke lebese lithi kuvesi 9 akuveli ngemsebenzi ukuze ungabekho sibongayo.
And then in verse 9 it says it's not a result of works so that no one may boast.
Kukhona abantu abayibongayo bethi mina hayi ngiyakholwa mina.
There are those who boast and say, you know, I'm a believer.
Cha, akufanele ukuthi sibonge ngoba lokhu kukhola ukuthola ngoNkulunkulu akufanele ukuthi sibonge lithi la eBhayibheli akuveli ngemsebenzi ukuze kungabikho sibongayo. Khona abantu abanalokho abazibongayo ngokukhola kwabo.
But there is no reason, you've got no grounds at all for boasting it, because it's not of your own doing. It's not because of your good works and deeds that you have that faith.
Esikhundleni sokuthi ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu owangisizayo ngakwazi nami ukuthola ukusindiswa.
Instead of you thanking the Lord and saying, Lord, thank you so much for having mercy on me that I could receive salvation.
Kodwa namhlanje abantu bayiqhenya umuzwe ethi mina ngiya umuntu azibonge ethi mina ngiyangiyangiyangiyamina ngiyakholwa mina ngasindiswa mina ngayithatha uNkulunkulu mina ngiyabonga mina vele ayibonga ukuthi kunjenje indaba yokukhola kwami.
But you find people that uplift themselves and that are proud and haughty, and they say, you know, I accepted the Lord Jesus and I did this and I did the next thing, I was saved, I'm such a good Christian.
Ngokuba ke singumsebenzi wakhe uKristu Jesu sidelelwe imisebenzi emihle ayilungisele ngaphambili uNkulunkulu kuba sihambe kuyo.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Kumele thina sihambe sihambe kahle ngemsebenzi kaJesu Kristu owasibizela yona.
We need to walk aright in the Lord Jesus Christ who has called us.
Ngoba uyena owadala ukuthi sisindiswe.
Because he made it that we should be saved.
Sengiya ke kwaba seRoma sahluko sesithupha elikhuluma ngawo njalo umusa.
And then I want us to turn to Romans chapter 6.
Sesichazileke umusa ukuthi sasindiswa ngomusa.
Where it also speaks of grace, as we said, we have been saved through grace.
Hayi ukuthi sazendela thina nokuthi unokholwa kwabo umusa ukuze sikholwe.
It's not our own doing, but it's only by grace, a gift of God.
Manje kuvesi lokuqala lithi ke siya kuvesi sahluko sesithupha.
So there in verse 6.
Uthwanga isahluko sesithupha ivesi lokuqala lithi ngakho siya kuthini na sihlale soneni ukuze kuvame umusa na cha nakanye thina esafa maqondana nesono singabuye sihambe kanjani kuso na.
So let's read in chapter 6 and verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
Uma safa kanye noKristu.
If we died with Christ,
singabuye siphile kanjani esonweni na? Lithi khana kanye.
How can we continue living in sin? And this word says, no, never. It ought not to be like that.
Mzalwane, yini wena ngobuthi nawe wafela uJesu, manje uphila kanjani uphile esonweni na?
Now, you brother, sister, you who say you have been saved by the Lord Jesus, how can it be that you continue in sin?
Lithi iBhayibheli ungabe uhlale kanjani kusisono ngamamazi ungahlala kanjani esonweni kodwa ubuyibiza ukuthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu ngabe uhlale kanjani esonweni kube sibuse kuwena na lesisono.
How can you continue in sin and allow it to reign in your life whilst calling yourself a child of God?
Verse 3 lithi kumbe nazi yini ukuthi sonke saphaphathisela kuKristu Jesu saphathisela kukhu kufa kwakhe na.
Verse 3, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
Ngakho sambelwa naye ngokubhapathizwa kukufa ukuba njengalokhu uKristu wavuswa kwabafileyo ngenkazimulo kayise kanjalo nathi sihambe ekuphileni okusha.
We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life.
Kufanele thina siphile impilo entsha esaphaphathisela kuKristu, sambela kuKristu, siphile impilo entsha enomehluko kwabanye.
We ought to live in newness of life. We who have been baptized into the death of Christ, our lives ought to be different.
Makubona yini abantu ukuthi uguqukile usuyisidalwa esisha manje kulokho abakwazi ngakho ngo 2021 suguqukile manje sunelwangena ku 2022 sunomehluko.
Do people see that in your life, that you have changed? When they look at your life now, that they can say your life is different to what it used to be in 2021.
Guqukile yini? Babona nokukhuluma kwakho nenzenzo zakho, mhlambe babona mehluko ukuthi usuphila impilo entsha ethokozisa uNkulunkulu nethokozisa bona ukuthi usisidalwa esisha phambi kwaNkulunkulu.
Through your life, through your speech, your conversation, do people notice and do they see that you have received a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Verse 5, ngokuba uma sihlanganisiwe kanye naye ngokufa okufanayo siya kuhamba njalo nangokuvuka sazi ukuthi umuntu wethu omdala wabethelwa kanye naye esiphambanweni ukuze umzimba wesono wenziwe ize singabe sisakhonza isono ngokuba okufileyo ukhululiwe esonweni.
For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin.
Kukhona abantu abagqilaziwe izono, abenza isono noma bengasathandi bazenza lezi zono.
There are people who are enslaved to sin where they don't even like doing it anymore, but they can't help themselves. They keep on doing it.
Ngilinganise nje umuntu akasathandi ukubuka izithombe ezinqunu kodwa uyayibuka, ugqilaziwe uSathane ukuthi buka noma inini ufisa ngathi angabe yabona okunye futhi uqhubekela phambili lokho noma amabhuku uyabuka uyafunda wenza zonke lezi zinto ezikukhohlakala.
As an example, somebody who is in bondage and addicted to pornography, that person doesn't even like watching it anymore, but there's something that drives him to look at more things and look at other things and going back to it again and again and reading books and looking at things that defile them.
Abanye bazingcolisa ngisho imizimba yabo ngenxa yokukhohlakala, bagqilazekile uSathane ubagibele njengoba umuntu egibela ihashi.
And some people are ridden by the devil like you ride a horse, and they are driven to defiling even their own bodies.
Laba bantu baphila impilo yeSodoma neGomora.
Those people live the life of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Cabanga mangafika uNkulunkulu ebathatha bangashona phi.
Now just think, if God would come now and take those people, where would they go to?
UNkulunkulu uyabekezela nje ubagcinela isihogo ukuthi bazokusha futhi sobe sesibasiwe ngenye indlela lapho kuthiwa khona khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo.
God is just bearing with them till the day that they'll go to hell where the fire is not quenched and they'll burn forever.
And bekufanele leyo mpilo endala lesizwayo ifi bethelwe esiphambanweni. Lokho kudala bakwazi ngakho kufanele kubethelwe esiphambanweni.
But in the meantime, that old life by which you were known, that life ought to have been crucified on the cross and an end put to it.
Abanye abazi ukuthi impilo endala yipi nokuthi impilo endala ebethelwa yini leyo.
Some people don't know when you speak about the old life, what does that mean? And when you speak about the old life being crucified, they don't understand it.
Ukuphenduka uyishiye le ndlela okade uhamba ngayo, suhamba ngendlela enye. Ukuthi cha le ndlela ebengihamba ayilungile njengamanje oba ngimile uma ngiphenduka ngibheka le sengiyayishiya le ndlela njengoba ngibheka le sengibheke ngapha sengiyayishiya leyo ndlela.
It means to repent. And in Zulu, the word repent is to turn around. And that's literally what it means. You must turn around. You were facing the one direction, going the one direction, and now you're going the opposite direction.
Abantu bakubuka wisibuko ukuthi manje wena uphila mpiloni uyishintshile into empilo endala isifile into empilo endala ibethelwe yini babuka ukuthi uyibiza ngomntwana kaNkulunkulu kanti akwaguquka.
And people do take note of your life and they do see whether that old life has come to an end in your life or whether you say you're a believer but you're a liar because the old life is still continuing.
Sidinga ukuphenduka ongakaphenduka phenduke makwazi ukuthi uyabhema makuzwakala iphunga likagwayi phenduka ushiye mawuse umuntu ophuzayo shiye utshwala ukuze uNkulunkulu akusize.
For example, if you used to drink, then you must stop drinking. If you used to smoke, you ought to stop with that. One shouldn't get the whiff of smoke about your life anymore. My dad used to say, when he would be under the influence of alcohol, he would say, my child, I'm not so well today. And sometimes he would even fall over. And then I would just say, oh, my dad is just saying he's not well, but he's actually drunk.
And
one day, Reverend Stegan, on his way to come and visit us at our home, found my dad along the way, and he found him unstable on his feet. And he said, Mr. Dube, what's wrong with you? Can I help you?
And
he said, Reverend, I'm not well, I'm ill.
And
he said, can I pray for you? So he prayed for him right there along the way, along the path. And here in his top pocket of his jacket, he had a half jack of alcohol, of spirits in there. And so, as they knelt to pray, this half jack fell out. And Reverend Segan asked him, now, what is that? And he said, no, Reverend Segan, don't mind that. That's just some water I carry along with me. And when I'm thirsty, I just take a sip or two to keep me along the way.
Ubaba wami mhlambe ihlazo mangikhuluma ngangeke ngihambe ngiyobuka la kade chama khona beke kushutshane.
Now let me tell you, my dad really drank strong drink and spirits. I don't know if it's the right thing for me to say this, but I'd sometimes go and see where he passed water and even the grass would be scorched.
Ububehla lobutshwala ugavini.
Because he drank really, really strong, concentrated alcohol. And so when he got home, met his friend there, and he took out some of this alcohol. He said, you can have a sip of this. And Mr. Mhlongo drank of that. Dumisan, his father. And after he had some of it, he vomited.
No, Baba, what you later la.
And my dad said, no, rather give it to me.
Bahlanza bobabili.
And so he drank of it. And then he had the same reaction. He also vomited. And then Mr. Mhlongo asked, he said, Mr. Dube, what's wrong with this alcohol? There's something in here.
What aye, kothi sumlungu ngena uJesu phakathi.
He said, no, you know what happened? Was I met the white man along the way and I deceived him, and now Jesus has entered into this bottle and he said it, you know, waving like that.
babiyeka khona lapho utshwala.
Both of them on that day stopped drinking alcohol.
Ngamhlonipha lapho kumfundisi.
And you know, just for that, I learned to respect and honor Reverend Stegan.
Ngoba akashonga ukuthi njengamanje uvumise nozakho, yebo siyavunywa isono ukuthi iBhayibheli ivumane isono komunye khulekelane usindiswe, kodwa wathi ake sikhuleke.
At that moment, he didn't feel prompted to say, now you must confess your sin, and then I'll pray with you, even though the Bible says that's how we ought to do it. But he just felt prompted just to say, can I pray with you? Which he did.
He
didn't say, now confess your sin before I pray for you.
And then
I do the same. Often when people come to me and they come and they report their problem, they're troubled by evil spirits, or they've got this problem or that problem, I pray with them and I leave it over to the Lord to work in their hearts and lives.
No message figure kwa maphumulo futhi kwavela wathi wo ethi uyashumela umfundisi wathi mana.
Now at Maphumulo, one day when Reverend Stegan was preaching there, Mr. Dube came into the service, interrupted it, and he said, whoa, stop.
Funumgami.
I want my wife here, she must come out.
Andumcophile.
And he wanted to see how he was going to react.
Umfundisi wathula tu.
Reverend Stegan just kept quiet.
Waphuma manga ngithi uyomshaya umshayela ukuthi uzeleni enkonzweni. Ngalalela nga inkonzo ngalalanga ngizwanga kahle.
And Mr. Dube just took his wife out of the service, and I was wondering, did he come to beat my mother up because she attended the service? I was worried about that. I didn't listen so well to the rest of the message.
Kodwa ngokuyithoba wathula du, wangashumayela, wamdedela, wahamba, wayeseqhubeka nentshumayelo.
But Reverend Stegan, at that moment, he humbled himself, and Mr. Dube said, stop, I want my wife. He first kept quiet, allowed Mr. Dube to take his wife out, and then he carried on preaching.
Mhlambe wawuzothi wena unamadimoni udakiwe wena, yini ufike la uzongiphazamisa? Awuboni ukuthi ngishumayeza ibandla leli? Isebandleni la senkonzweni yami la, mhlawumbe awuzoshonjala, angazi.
Maybe you would have reacted differently. Maybe you would have said from the pulpit, you know, you are demon-possessed and you are drunk. You're coming in here to interrupt my service and the work of the Lord. Out with you. I don't know how you would have reacted.
Kodwa thina sasuzeka, sabona ukuthi lo muntu unobuholi.
But we were won over by his response, and we could see he really is an inspired leader.
Manje sofunda la verse 8 ke manje.
So let's read verse 8.
Kepha uma safa kanye noKristu, siyakholwa ukuthi siyakuphila futhi kanye naye.
Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
Uma safa kanye noKristu, sisela emhlabeni, siyakholwa ukuthi siyakuphila kanye naye.
If we have died with Christ while we are here in this world, we believe that we will also live with him.
Noma ngabe senzani kuphi nakuphi esikwenzayo, siyakholwa ukuthi siyophila, sihamba naye, siyophila kanye naye.
No matter what we are doing, we believe we are walking with him and we will live with him.
Manje wena uhamba nobani uma wenza izinto, uzenza unobani? Akungena esonweni, usuku noJesu.
Now, with whom do you walk? And when you do what you do, with whom do you do it? If you commit sin, are you doing that with the Lord Jesus? Are you then still walking with him? The answer is, Jesus is no longer there.
Kanye naye sazi ukuthi uKristu uvusiwe kwabafileyo, akasafi ukufa, akasabusi phezu kwakhe.
And as we read, now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him.
UJesu uyaphila kithi.
Jesus lives in us.
uyaphila kuwe.
He lives in you.
Uyazwela noma ucula noma ufunda iBhayibheli uyeza uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyakhuluma nawe uJesu kuwe ngaphakathi.
And you experience that when you sing or when you read God's word, Jesus is in you and he's speaking to you.
Manje namanje wena usakuzwa lokho kokholo ukuthi impela uJesu uyaphila kimina ngaphakathi.
Now, do you still experience that? Do you still experience Jesus being in you and living in you?
Mhlawumbe usuthi uma uthandaza uphamba phaphama ukuthi usulele kanti ubuthandaza.
Maybe you try to pray and then just drowse off and you fall asleep and you wake up, oh, I have been praying.
Akuzihlole nangamaphupha akho nje ukuthi uma uphupha awuphuphi namaphupho angasili bad dream.
And also when you dream, have dreams, just test yourself. Don't you have bad dreams?
Akuzihlole nje wena umuntu omusha ukuthi awuphuphi yini nawe mzalwane ukuthi awuphuphi namaphupho amabi. Awihlole lakho nje ukuthi mawulele ngoba kuthiwa abasha bophupha amaphupho abadala babona umbono. Awihloleke wena ukuthi wena okwakho ikuphi.
Now, the Bible says young men will dream dreams and older people will see visions. Now, when you dream, ask yourself, what kind of dreams do you dream?
Umangabusaphupha amaphupha angasile kodwa ubuyibiza ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu uhamba naye yena uJesu.
Now, if you still have bad dreams and you call yourself a child of God, are you truly walking with him?
Kakhulu uma kusabusa isono sokuyiqhenya, isono sokuyiqhenya bayasho bathi samsana nenkanuko.
Especially if you are still ruled by pride. Because pride and lust, those two often go together.
Verse 10, lithi ngokuba ukufa afa ngakho, wakufa kanye nje ngenxa yesono, kepha ukuphila akuphilayo ukuphilela uNkulunkulu.
Verse 10, for the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God.
Fanele siphilele uNkulunkulu ngisenge ngakuthinta singakafiki lelizwi fanele bazalwane simphilele uNkulunkulu.
Now we need to live for God. I mentioned that already before we read this word, brethren, we are obliged to live for God.
Emdenini bayakwazi yini ukuthi baba ubaba weingane uyamphilele uNkulunkulu.
Now there in your home, do the children know you as the father that you live for the Lord?
Umfowethu uyamphilela uNkulunkulu.
That your brother knows you live for the Lord.
Ingane yami noma ingane zami ziyamphilela uNkulunkulu.
And my children, that they live for the Lord.
Siyaziwa yini endaweni zethu lapho esihlala khona ukuthi noma esilala khona ukuthi siyamphilela uNkulunkulu.
There where we live, there where we sleep, are we known for the fact that we live for God?
Izulu kumele silitheste silizwe ubumnandi balo sisela bazalwane.
Brethren, we ought to experience a foretaste of heaven whilst we are yet in this world.
Izulu fanele silizwe ukumphilela uNkulunkulu, hayi ukuthi somphilela mase singale ezulwini, fanele simphilele izulu sisela emhlabeni.
Don't expect that you should only start living for God when you get to heaven. You should live for the Lord right here and experience heaven on earth.
Ungangitshela uma ucasuka uvela wena uthi ngane mayenze into siyacasuka.
Don't tell me.
Uthi uyamphilela uNkulunkulu kancane kancane nje usucasula na ingane yakho nje ukuthi ingane yakho isenze ukuthi nokuthi usucasukile njalo.
Don't tell me you're living for God if your child just does something and you get irritated and upset about it.
Ungangitshela ukuthi uyamphilela uNkulunkulu kodwa usathi ma ukhumbule kusasa ukuthi ngakusasa uthi ulala ungathandazile.
Don't tell me you're living for the Lord if you can just go off to sleep and you haven't even prayed.
Athi uJesu kumele sithandaze ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuze singangeni ekulingeni etshela abafundi bakhe.
The Lord Jesus told his disciples that they should always pray lest they should fall into temptation.
Bese kuverse 11, kanjalo nani manizisho ukuthi ningabafileyo maqondana nesono.
And verse 11.
Try to sin. Yes.
So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Ufanele la singasebe sife maqondana nesono, die to sin.
We need to die to sin.
Ake sifeni maqondana nesono bantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Children of the Lord, let us die to sin.
Awufe, ufe maqondana umuntu omusha, akufe maqondana nenkanuko uma khona lapho wena uhluswa nje imshado ngoba abantu abasha bahluswa imshado kubusa kona.
You young person, you need to be dead to sin and the lust of the flesh. And there are some young people that are just troubled about when and how they're going to get married.
Ngabona becula la befuna ukubukwa. Abantu uculela ukubukwa kodwa impilo yabo abanye ayibathola ayithokozisa. Hamba kubavumisa babo zobathola ukuthi bayinkinga.
And some maybe sing in front of the congregation, but they just sing to be seen. But if you go to their counselor, you find that they're a problem.
Ukubuyela esonweni bevuma isono bebuyela esonweni iBhayibheli lithi uhlale esonweni kuze kuvame umusa na.
So they confess the sin, go back to that same sin, confess it again, and the word says, are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
Ngeke siwuthole umusa uma uthi wena ngizothetha ngithethe ngithethe bese ngibuye ngohamba futhi ngovuma isono sami ngimthethise umuntu bese ngihamba futhi ngovuma.
Now you won't find grace in that way if you just decide, oh, I just get angry, I just scold this person and tell him what I think of him, and after that I'll just go and confess it.
Uhle ukuhlukana nesono uze ukuthi nawe uhlukene nesono uyamphilela uNkulunkulu.
No, you need to part from sin. Stop with sinning, that you can, you know that from your experience that you separated from sin.
Kunjani ke kuthina azibusi zono empilweni yethu siyaba asibusi sono empilweni yakho noma emzimbeni wakho busi sono isono inkanuka azibusi nempilweni yakho.
Ask yourself, doesn't sin reign in your life? Maybe lust, doesn't it perhaps reign in your life?
Ngabe ke empilweni yakho uyakwazi yini ukuthi ukuze uthole uJesu kwabo uMusa ukuze usindiswe kwaba isipho wasithola uNkulunkulu?
Do you know that you've received the Lord Jesus is grace only? It's a gift from God.
Sisho njalo ekuqaleni ukuthi kuyisipho esasiphiwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi sikholwe. UNkulunkulu abelanga kutheni ukuthi sikholwe, kwaba uMusa kaNkulunkulu.
That's what we said at the beginning. That is a gift of grace from God to us, not of our own doing.
Ngakho ke lo Musa esanika wona singawunyathela ngenyawo ukuthi siphile impilo engamthokozisa uNkulunkulu.
So let's not take that grace and mistreat it and trample it underfoot, that grace that we've received to believe.
Mawikholwa bayikholwa.
If you want to be a believer, be it completely.
Khombisa ngendlela ukuthi wena uyikholwa uhamsana nezinto enjengalezi nalezi.
And show through your life that you no longer go along with those things of the world.
Abanye abantu bajabuliswa ingane zabo mayihamba ethandana nabafana bese befika noshekazi sebejabulile noma umfana ufika noshekazi wazi ukuthi bathola kanjani.
Some people are very happy when their daughter has an affair with a man and she comes home and she brings back bags of groceries, not even asking her where she got it from.
Allow me just to say that what we've heard is gold. It's pure gold. From the beginning, the testimony of how God visited the Zulus in the beginning.
Lapho sizwe khona kabanzi ngobufakazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabavakashela kanjani abantu bebalela insundu.
Up to the end where we heard about grace.
Kwaze kwafika ekugcineni lapho sizwe khona futhi nangomusa.
Allow me just to say one thing.
Ngivumeleke nami ngisho lokho kodwa nje.
As I listen to this testimony.
Ngisalalele ubufakazi.
How did the revival start?
Umbuzo uthi imvuselelo yaqala kanjani?
Did it start by them keeping certain rituals?
Ngabe yaqala ngokuthi kukhona yini mhlawumbe amasiko athize ababe wagcina?
Did Reverend Stephen go and say, do certain things repeat certain things after me.
Noma mhlawumbe ubaba umfundisi wayehambe batshela ukuthi gcinani okuthize nenze njengami mangikwenza.
Stick to certain rules.
Ebatshela ukuthi gcinani imiyalelo nemithetho ethize.
That would have been legalism.
Lokho ke kwakuyoba ukuphila ngaphansi komthetho.
But if I can speak in figurative language.
Uma nje ngingakhuluma mhlawumbe ngolimi oliqoshelwe.
What the Holy Spirit did in their midst.
Lokhu uMoya Engcwele akwenza phakathi kwabo.
The Holy Spirit caused them to become nauseous.
UMoya Engcwele wabenza ukuthi bayizwele kungathi bangabuyisa.
Paul says, he who goes back to his sin is like a dog going back to his vomit.
UMpostoli Paul usho lamazwi ukuthi loyo ophindele esonweni sakhe ufana nenja ehlanzayo iphinde futhi iyodla wona umhlanzo.
In other words, you've been nauseous about your sin and you have vomited it out.
Ngokuthi isono sakho sikwenze wezwe ngathi ungabuyisa bese kuyasibuyisa lesisono usikhiphele ngaphansi.
If you preach to people and tell them how to vomit but they're not nauseous, they will say you are making rules.
Uma ngabe ushumayeza abantu batshela ukuthi abaphalazi sono kodwa bengezwe ngathi bangabuyisa bazothi ushumayeza umthetho.
They will say you legalistic.
Bazothi wena usiphilisa ngaphansi komthetho.
Because you're telling them how to vomit but they're not nauseous.
Ngoba wena ubatshela ukuthi abahlanzi sono kodwa bazizwa bona ngathi bangahlanza.
What happened when God descended amongst them?
Kwenzekani lapho uNkulunkulu ehla ebaphakathi kwabo?
And we were privileged to hear it first hand from a man that was there.
Sibe nenhlanhla futhi ukuzwa ngaye ubaba uDube wayekhona ngaleso sikhathi.
The Holy Spirit convicted them of their sins.
UMoya Engcwele wabathinta wabahlaba ngezono zabo.
And they became nauseous.
Base bayizwela bona ukuthi bangaphalaza.
Wanting to get rid of this.
Bafisa ukuthi bahlukane nazo izo.
Do you know what's the problem of most people that go from here and say it's legalistic?
Uyazi ukuthi yini inkinga yabantu abasuka kule ndawo baye ngaphandle bathi lapha kuphilwa ngomthetho?
They're not nauseous.
Abazizwele ngazuthi bangasibuyisi so.
Then it's just rules that they hear.
Bese ke kubona lokhu khumushe kasengazuthi imthetho nje abayizwayo.
And look at every revival that there's been.
Awukuhlole kabanzi zonke imvuselelo esezike zaqubuka.
You can take the Korean revival, you can take the Great Awakening under Jonathan Edwards, you can take the revival in East Africa.
Ungathatha imvuselelo yaseKorea, uthathe ukuvuselelo okukhulu okwehla ngoJonathan Edwards, uthathe imvuselelo yaseAfrica.
When the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they were convicted of their sins.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ehlela phakathi kwabo bathinteka bahlabeka ngezono zabo.
And it was so wonderful to me how it was laid out to us. If we are nauseous, what should we do about it?
Ngijabule kakhulu lapho sendlalelwa kabanzi ukuthi uma uyizwela ukuthi buyisa isono sakho wenza kanjani.
That's whom we are preaching for.
Yona ke indlela leyo esishumayela ngayo.
Those who feel convicted.
Ukuba wena usuhlabekile ngesono sakho.
You are nauseous.
Usuyizwele ngazuthi ungasihlanga.
The rest of the people, this would be just a dry message and you won't understand what's been said.
Kwabanye abantu ke lokhu kungafana nombiko nje owomile ongazwakali ukuthi ngabe lo mbiko uqondile.
But every word, every verse that we heard was precious gold for them who were nauseous.
Kodwa ke izwi nezwe silizwile nendima nendima efundiwe kulabo abezwe ngathi bangahlanza isono sabo bekuwumbiko yigolide.
Due to the grace of God.
Ngenxa yomusa kaNkulunkulu.
And we know the grace of God appeared.
Ngoba siyazi ukuthi umusa kaNkulunkulu ubonakalisiwe kithi.
To all men.
Ubonakalisiwe kubantu bonke.
And we celebrated it in Christmas.
Futhi ke sawugubha lo musa kaNkulunkulu ngosuku luka Christmas.
The grace of God that we heard about today is Christ our Lord.
Umusa kaNkulunkulu esizwe ngawo namhlanje unguKristu kaNkulunkulu.
Let's pray together.
Asithandazeni.
Thank you Lord how we've heard step by step how you work and how you've taught your people to deal with the conviction of sin.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu wethu ngokusichazela kabanzi isinyathelo nesinyathelo ukuthi abantu kumele benze njani uma behlabeka ngezono zabo.
We thank you, Lord, for a man that was not going through all this because he wanted to gain pride or honor for himself.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu nangendodo wayithumela eyakwenza konke okushilo hayi ngoba nakho ifuna ukuthi iphakamise noma ihlonishwe.
But a man who loved another nation.
Kodwa indoda nkosi eyathanda isizwe selinye ibala.
And did what he did because of love for them.
Yenza konke yakwenza ngenxa yothando eyayizwela lona maqondana nabo.
And because you loved them.
Ngokuba nkosi wena ububathanda.
Help us, Lord, that that spirit would be part of us.
Siyakhuleka nkosi ukuba lolo hlobo luka moya luphile lube ingxenye yethu.
That we will love for the our neighbors.
Ukuba nkosi sibathande umakhelwane bethu.
And bring the gospel to our neighbors.
Ukuba nkosi silihambise ivangeli kubo makhelwane bethu.
And Lord, may this gospel not die in our midst.
Siyakhuleka nkosi ukuba leli vangeli lingafi phakathi
kwethu. Please be merciful to us.
Siyakunxusa nkosi ukuthi ube nomusa kithi.
Do not let this gospel die in our midst.
Siyacela nkosi ukuba leli vangeli lingafi phakathi kwethu.
And lose its life.
Bese liphelelwa ukuphila kulo.
That the life we heard about this morning will be seen amongst us.
Ukuba nkosi lolu hlobo lwempilo esizwe ngalo namhlanje kuseni libonakale lukhona liphila phakathi kwethu.
Amen.
Amen.